Travis was 15. He was a really close friend of mine who I went to school with. He was just an amazing person. Like, everyone says that about their friends, obviously, but he genuinely was one of the most amazing people that I've like ever met. He was gay, so he wasn't bothered about showing that. I thought he seemed really comfortable with who he was, and he used to sort of joke about it and be a bit overly camp at school. We always used to call him a bit of a diva, stuff like that. He was amazing at art as well, and he wanted to be a fashion designer when he grew up, so he used to like draw designs, like different dresses and stuff that he wanted to design when he was older, and they were just amazing. He was amazing at art. He was such a good laugh, and like, he literally lit up the room when he walked in. Like, that's the honest truth. He was just an amazing person.
So you wouldn't have known that there was anything going on under the radar?
No, not at all. I mean, he seemed so happy, like unusually happy every day. So I think you honestly don't think, like, because he was so happy, you wouldn't have ever really thought that something was going on, because he didn't even have off days. He was just happy all the time. So I suppose that, in a way, is a bit suspicious, because no one's really ever happy all the time. So maybe that could have been a bit of a warning, but I never thought, really.
Maybe he was overcompensating.
Yeah, well, I found that out later on that, we talked and I found out that actually he wasn't as happy as he seemed, because we were really close. And I knew, because he missed quite a lot of school, I found out that he didn't enjoy school secretly. He put on a front that he did, but deep down, he didn't like being there, because people would make throwaway comments, stuff that you wouldn't see as bullying, he was just picked on a little bit because he was like quite camp, and people would just say little comments, but he would just sort of throw them off when you saw him. But deep down, I think it may have affected him, so he didn't really want to come into school. I think that's why he put the happy front on, so no one would really ask him questions about how he felt and stuff like that, because he probably wanted to avoid it. So
it's almost as if it was digging away at his confidence.
Definitely, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think when people feel insecure about themselves, they sometimes put a front on to make it seem like they're fine and that they're really confident, because they don't actually want to face how insecure they feel about themselves. So, yeah.
Would you say then that was partly the reason as to why he took his own life?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the reason, one of the main reasons, was that he felt that he was sort of unaccepted by people. He knew that he had friends that like loved him, because I loved him as a friend. He was like, I really did love him like dearly, but I think overall he felt unaccepted by people generally, and also he couldn't accept himself either, I think. And I just think it was an ongoing thing, and I think it probably was a bit to do with people saying stuff that might not have seemed too bad at the time, but I think it did like sort of dig at him over time, mm-hmm. and get him down quite a lot. So yeah, I think that probably was one of the reasons, but I think there were quite a few underlying issues as well that no one really knew about. So
if you could give any advice to anyone who might have these warning signs that someone's probably not too happy, maybe they're self-harming or something and they're worried it could go further, I don't know if Travis did, but if you had any advice what would you say?
I've been through it myself. I mean, him ending his life started off depression for me. A lot of other things happened, so I experienced that feeling of feeling, like at that time, like I didn't have anyone. Like, I knew I had my parents and stuff like that, but I felt like, what is the point? Everything's just so horrible at the moment. But to anyone feeling like that, everyone says this, but talk to people. Seriously, if it's just a friend, if it's like, just a family member or a teacher. I know people always say, go talk to someone you can trust. But seriously, my advice would be not to bottle it up, because doing that is going to make you feel so much worse. It's not going to help at all. You need to tell somebody, whether or not you think they're going to be worried or you think they're going to be angry. At the end of the day, if they care about you, they'll support you. So you need to make sure that you get help, even if it's just ringing a helpline, talking to somebody that you don't know, going to your doctor, trying to find some way of counselling. But don't keep it bottled up, because it will only get worse and it will only make you feel worse. And feeling worse can lead to like self-harm, or it can lead, ultimately to suicide. And that's something that you don't want, because that is irreversible. So get help, basically, is what I would say.